Bernie Briggs and Pat here at All Night Long with Lover Boy. And everybody's working for the weekend. Kiss FM, it's 20 ahead of 1 o'clock. Of course, we have chances for you to win Late Night Losers. Also coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now, we have Wang Chung to live and die in L.A. It's what the Rams have been doing for years. No, actually, the Rams live in L.A. They just die in Atlanta. Gentlemen, 99.9 KISS FM takes absolutely no pride in presenting yet another edition of Late Night Losers. Well, good morning. My name is Patrick W. Garrett.
And I'm Jerry, the all-night security guard.
And this is yet another edition of Late Night Losers. Last week, I had a pretty mediocre week. 8-6 last week. 93-61 now on the season. How'd you do?
Well, I kicked a little butt last week.
Yeah?
I was 12-2.
Ooh! You know, you're going to risk us having to change the name of the show if you keep doing this well. We're going to have to
well,
change it to Late Night Winners or something.
About time,
you
know? I've had a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah. So you're what now?
93-60.
Ooh, we're tied up. So this week's very crucial then.
I've got four games left.
Normally, this would be a boring edition of Late Night Losers. This takes on some new significance here, you know, with this tie now and everything. Well, starting off here, we've got Atlanta going to the Bears. Is there any question at all about that one?
I don't think so. I think Atlanta peaked one week too early.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going with the Bears in that one. I guess you are, too.
Yeah,
definitely. What's next on the list here?
We got the Bengals. Traveling to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I'm going with the Browns again.
Yeah, I think I'm
going
to go with the Browns, too, in that one, just merely because they're at home.
Okay, we got Denver traveling to Los Angeles to play the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got to like the Raiders at home.
I believe I will, too. You know, the Raiders can tie Denver for first, and
That's right.
At home in L.A.
This is their season this week.
So I'll be going with Oakland in that one as well. But Detroit and Tampa Bay, here's a toughie here. You know, Detroit, you know, is playing so well at home, but they're on the road. And then, you know, Tampa Bay seems to be coming alive late in the season.
Right,
here,
Detroit's only 1-5 on the road this year.
Yeah. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Are you really?
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to pick this as an upset. I'm going with Tampa Bay myself.
Oh, very good. Glad to see we're agreeing this week.
You got no choice.
This is true. Yes, this is very true. Next on the list, it looks like Green Bay is going to be going to L.A. for a game with the Rams.
I think the Rams are going to bounce back, and Green Bay's won two in a row, I believe.
Yeah,
and,
I think so. Yeah, it's time for them to blow it, and the Rams, after losing to Atlanta last week, got to come back in this one.
Got to bounce.
Have to. So it's Rams all the way, I think, in that one. Here's a tough one we have next year. The Colts and the Kansas City Chiefs, two teams with virtually identical statistics. They're both, what, 3-8?
3-8.
At this point.
Kansas City's lost 6 in a row.
6 in a row. Well, because they're at home, and only because they're at home, I think I'm going to take the Chiefs here.
Because they've lost 6 in a row, and they're playing the Baltimore-Indianapolis Colts, I got to go with the Chiefs, too.
Good enough. Good enough. Moving on down the list. What do we have next?
We have Miami traveling to Buffalo, New York to play the Bills.
Uh-huh.
This was another tough one.
Believe it or not, yeah, it was.
Buffalo's a good cold weather team, and if it is cold up there, Miami's going to have a hell of a game on their hands.
Yeah, yeah. But
I'm going with Miami.
Yeah, because, you know, with Duper and Clayton back, Marino does seem to, you know, be throwing them in there, putting them right in.
That's right.
And so I'll go with Miami in that one, too. Now, next, moving on down the list, we got the Philadelphia Eagles going in to play the Cowboys, who, got to hand it to you there. The Cowboys didn't really do too hot last week with your Bears. But
they didn't do anything.
That's true.
They did show up for the game.
It's too bad we don't have television here, folks. I'm turning red while we're talking about this. But the Cowboys were so humiliated last week. They got to come back, you know, at home. And so I'll take the Cowboys over the Eagles in that
one.
Well,
I have to agree with you there. The Cowboys are going to come back. Philadelphia hasn't beaten the Cowboys twice in one season since 1965.
Yeah.
So the odds are in Dallas's favor.
Okay, so we're going to both go with the Cowboys
in this one.
Now, you got some interesting statistics about the Cowboys.
Yeah, one little one here. With the Bears' defeat and the shutout of last week, that snapped Dallas's second longest consecutive scoring streak.
Uh-huh.
Dallas had 218 games.
They scored in 218 consecutive games
from 1970 to 1985.
Uh-huh.
And the first team was
Well, you know, we might not ought to say who the first team was. In fact, I got a pretty good idea here. Why don't we make a contest out of this?
Okay, that sounds good.
We got a Kiss FM long sleeve jersey here, and we're going to give you this, okay, if you're the first caller on a Kiss Lines. Tell us who holds the record for the longest consecutive game scoring streak in the National Football League. The Cowboys hold it at number two with a 200. Held it at number two with 218 consecutive games. But there's one team that scored in more consecutive games than that. We'll even give you a hint. This took place between 1950 and 1971. You'll be the first caller to tell us the answer to that. We'll have a Kiss jersey for you. And we also have the rest of the games. We're going to be coming back maybe about half an hour away. We'll go over the rest of the games, and we'll tell you how we're going to go with the rest of the games. We'll tell you who won the contest, and we'll probably sit here and mumble and stutter some
just
more
like we're doing now.
Okay, so you're going to be here another half an hour, right?
I think so. I think I'll be here at least another half hour.
Okay, more Late Night Losers coming up. We'll also have the result of a little contest here. More music coming your way, too, on Kiss FM.
I say, what's paid for by the U.S. Army?
Weatherman says partly clear this morning, low 40 to 45. Partly clear today and Sunday with a high today 65 to 70. And a low Saturday night 43. Sunday up to 73 or so. Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson out 53. Asheville, 48. 99.9 Kiss FM. Still looking for a winner in our Late Night Losers trivia contest. We're looking for who has the longest consecutive game scoring streak in the NFL. You know that. Give us a call. WKSF, Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg, Hot Rocket, Kiss FM. My name is Pat Garrett. I'll be here all night long. 1 o'clock. 99.9, Hot Rocket, Kiss FM on a Friday night. Pat Garrett, 107. And coming up, we have a one-hour music jam. We're doing that right now. We have ZZ Top, Chicago, Gino Vanelli, the Motley Crue, and more coming up. Also, the second half of Late Night Losers, in which we're going to tell you about the winner of our trivia contest. Yeah, we finally got a winner of that. You'll hear all about it and who the team was with the longest scoring streak and all that and more. Coming up on Kiss FM. Kiss FM, 17 after 1 o'clock. Chances for you to win more Kiss cash than ever before. Just part of $5,000 in cash. You're coming up. The Kiss FM agents are going to be out somewhere today handing out Kiss cash. Somebody ask you what your favorite station is. Be sure you tell them Kiss FM. Kiss.
Have you got a winner yet?
Not yet.
Is it Cleveland?
That's it.
There it is. There it is. We got a winner.
Damn, yeah, we have it. Cleveland, the holder of the longest consecutive game scoring streak in the NFL. It was 274 straight games between 1950 and 71. It's pretty good coming up with that. Who is this?
Scott Stewart.
Scott, where are you calling from?
Fletcher.
Scott, you just won yourself a Kiss FM long sleeve jersey. Compliments of your friends here at Kiss FM and Late Night Losers and everything. If you'll hang on a few seconds, we'll get your address and everything, and we'll send it out to you, okay?
All right.
Scott, what's number one?
Kiss FM.
And with that, we now bring you the second half of this week's edition of Late Night Losers. Yes, I think the music's too loud, isn't it? Shut up back there. Okay, isn't this much, much better here? Where do we leave off?
Well, we left off with the Miami-Buffalo game, which we've already said who we like in that game.
Yeah, we're going with Miami in that. Well, let's recap real quick. In the first game, I'm going with the Bears.
Going with the Bears.
Okay, Browns.
Browns.
Over the Bengals. Okay, Oakland over Denver.
Oakland.
And why aren't we agreeable this time? Tampa Bay over Detroit in an upset.
That's my upset this week.
Rams over Green Bay.
Rams over Green Bay.
Chiefs over the Colts.
I like the Chiefs, too.
And Miami, of course, over Buffalo. And now we have New England and the New York Jets.
Battle for first place of the AFC.
Yes, we may differ on this one. You know, maybe. Who do you like in that? Well, I guess you like the Patriots, don't you? They're your favorite team, right?
Well, one of my favorites. I do like the Bears, too. But you got to go with New England to tie the longest winning streak in the club's history this week.
That's a good point. But because they're at home and because, you know, they're both going for the first place battle in the AFC East. I think I'm going to take the Jets at home in that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's one game I'm going to pick up on you this week.
Well, you said that last week. You did pick up a few lines. I better shut up here before I
picked
make a
up four games.
Yeah, you did. Yes, sir. Don't rub it in. All right?
Okay.
Okay. What do we have next? Saints in Minnesota.
I gotta like Minnesota.
Yeah, I like Minnesota. You know, I like Bud Grant at home. And
I bet you his wife does, too.
Yeah, I imagine she does. Giants are going into St. Louis for a game with the Cardinals. The Giants, after losing Monday night, I would say would probably bounce back in this and maybe beat the Cardinals.
They have to bounce back if they're going to stay in contention with the Cowboys.
We won't tell Kent Compton that we're not picking the Cardinals, though. We don't want him to get mad and and start jumping up and down that could cause an earthquake.
Okay. We got San Diego traveling to Houston to play the Oilers in the Astrodome.
Is there any question about this one, really?
I don't think so. Dan Fouts is healthy, and he's looking pretty good in the past three or four games.
Yeah, he has been.
I like San Diego.
Yeah, I do, too. San Diego over Houston on that one. Then we have the Washington Redskins going to Pittsburgh for a game with the Steelers, and that one's going to be really tough, especially with Joe Theismann out
for the rest
of the season, perhaps the rest of his career.
Perhaps. I'm surprised Washington won last Monday night after Theismann got hurt.
But Schrader did come in off the bench and looked pretty good.
He looked pretty impressive for being a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, but I just don't think that's going to be enough to get him past the Steelers and Three Rivers.
That's right. I got to go with the Steelers, too.
I think I will, too. Pretty good Monday night matchup. Seahawks at the 49ers. The 49ers have to win the rest of their games, and even with that, they still may not make the playoffs. If so, only as a wild card team, I would think. So I'm going to go with the 49ers.
Well, there's another one we disagree with, because Seattle has to win the rest of their games, too, and I think Seattle has the edge this week.
Okay. And then since we're not going to be back again until a week from today, we've got to pick the Thanksgiving games for this next Thursday. Of course, the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys traditionally play on Thanksgiving, and for that reason, they're used to it. I'm going to go with them as the home teams. And the New York Jets are going to be playing Detroit. I'll take the Lions. And then I went St. Louis going to Dallas. Of course, I'm going to go with the Cowboys there. And what do you think?
Well, I'm going to agree with you again this week with Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Detroit's unbeatable at home this year, it seems like.
You want to come over and have some turkey that day?
All right, sounds good.
It's too bad we didn't disagree on any of these. And, you know, in addition to the turkey, one of us may have ended up eating some crow, too. Got any more interesting statistics for us this week before we wrap it up here?
Well, I might pull one or two out of my sleeve.
I'm glad you're pulling them out of your sleeve instead of the other place.
Well, I do have some good news and some bad news for all you Bear fans out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the good news is Bears playoff tickets officially will go on sale December 23rd after season ticket holder requests have been satisfied.
Do you have any for sale?
No, not yet.
Oh,
well. I'm going to fly up there the 22nd.
Well, if you do get some, get me a discount if you can.
Okay.
Well, that's the good news. What's the bad news?
Well, seriously, the Honey Bear cheerleaders for the past 9 seasons will be disbanded after this year's
playoff.
They're
getting rid of the cheerleaders?
They're going to get rid of the cheerleaders.
Why?
That's un-American. General manager Mike McCaskey said, the reason is to present a more wholesome family atmosphere at Bear games next year.
I mean, they're worried about family atmospheres at Bear games and they still let Ditka drink and drive. Weatherman says partly clear this morning, a low 40 to 45, then partly clear later on today and also on Sunday. High today, 65 to 70. Low Saturday night near 43. High Sunday near 73. Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson now 53. Asheville now 48. 99.9 KISS FM. I'd like to say hi to the Fletcher Pizza Hut and all of our friends in Greenville, Spartanburg, Morganton, Gaffney, Brevard, Cherokee, everybody else that's been calling in this morning. Thanks a lot for listening. We're glad to have you with us. More chances for you to win in the Merry Christmas Contest. Chance for you to win a six-pack of 7-Up and also get your name into the drawing for the Toyota Tercel and Motor Scooter December the 21st. It's coming up right here on KISS FM. We built the city on rock and roll to Starship 99.9 KISS FM. It is 152. My name is Pat Garrett, and we're going to go over the high school scores for you. First off, in North Carolina, here's what happened. Tuscola beat Reynolds 9-0. Smithfield-Selma at North Durham postponed until tomorrow. It's going to be tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. Actually, this evening, since this officially is Saturday already. Saturday night, 7:30, when that one's going to be. Brevard over West Henderson, 23-0. Statesville at Forest Hills postponed until Monday at 7:30 p.m. Shelby at Kings Mountain caught off until later on this evening, Saturday at 8. And Rosamond beat Murphy 22-18. Swain over Hendersonville 26-14. A couple from South Carolina in the Upper State Division. Greenwood over Irmo 21-10. Gaffney over Spartanburg 13-7. And in Division II, Airport beat Midland Valley 10-7. Burns over Brooklyn Casey 25-0. And in 3A, Clinton over Seneca in double overtime, 13-10. Carolina versus York postponed. We don't know when they're going to play that one. We'll try to find that out. Plus, also bring you the pro sports score, some top 20 college coming up as well later on this morning on KISS FM.
It's the incredible 36-hour sale ends today at 9 p.m. KISS FM.
Partly clear this morning, a low 40 to 45, then partly clear today through Sunday, with a high today near 67, low Saturday night near 43, and Sunday up to about 73. Greenville, Spartanburg now 53, and in Asheville, 48. WKSF, Asheville, Hendersonville, Greenville, Spartanburg, Cotton Rocket, Kiss FM. Hello there, my name is Pat Garrett. It's a couple of seconds ahead of 2 o'clock. Ah! 99.9 Hit Radio, Kiss FM, 12 after 2 o'clock early on a Saturday morning. 1 hour music jam now going on with Scritti Politti, Rat, The Dire Straits, Gino Vanelli. More of your favorite music in stereo coming up on Kiss FM. And this is Lionel. I hit radio, Kiss FM, 20 after 2 o'clock in the morning. And Pat Garrett, time once again to make somebody a winner in the Merry Kissmas contest. What we have for you this time is a six-pack of 7-Up. And also, if you're the winner of this contest, we're going to throw your name in for the drawing of the Toyota Tercel and Motor Scooter, which is going to take place December 21st at Blue Ridge Mall. All this wonderful stuff is yours. If you're number 10 right now on a Kiss line, here are the numbers in case you don't know them. At Asheville, 253. Anywhere else in North Carolina, 1-800-228. And in the upstate or out of North Carolina, 1-800-851-0999. Pat, and this is Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. Better than having her claw out my eyes. 99.9, Hit Radio, Kiss FM. That is Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. All I've got to say is that's a hell of a lot better than being bored to death with history and math. You get the message. It's 8 ahead of 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm Pat Garrett here at Kiss FM, and now we finally have the South Carolina scores for you. We did North Carolina's last hour. Here are highlights from South Carolina high school football on Friday night. Airport over Traveler's Rest, 27-9. Belton Honeypath defeated Ware Shoals, 14-7. Boiling Springs over Easley, 21-19. It was Burns over Greer, 41-7. Chesney over Blue Ridge, 6-2. Seneca down to Pickens, 23-8. Spartanburg over Somerville, 21-14. It was Wade Hampton Academy defeating Wilson Hall, 38-0. Woodruff over Clinton, 20-13. Gaffney beat Broome, 24-21.
Go for the lean.
In Asheville, Hendersonville, and Forest City, North Carolina. Also in Greenville, South Carolina.
Fair for the rest of the morning. Some morning fog likely in the mountainous regions, a low 63 to 68, depending on your location. Then mostly sunny and warm later on today and also on Sunday, with highs 85 to 90 both days. A low Saturday night between 60 and 65. Currently, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson, clear skies in 69. And here in Asheville, it's clear 66 with Heart here on Kiss FM.
I've been lonely.
Kiss FM is WKSF, Asheville, Greenville, Spartanburg's most listened to radio station. About a minute ahead of 4 o'clock. In the morning! Hollywood Nights, it's Bob Seger, 99.9 Kiss FM. It is 4:03, a 30-minute music jam. Now in progress on Kiss, we have Jimmy Buffett coming up for you, some Steve Miller on the way. We're going to get to John Parr. Never did last hour, but he's still coming up. Also, Huey Lewis in the news, and right now, the Dire Straits. I'd settle for just having Martha Quinn. Rocket Hit Radio, Kiss FM at 9 after 4 in the morning, and I'm Pat Garrett, Dire Straits, and that ain't working. And he can walk into this control room and point at just about any machine in here and say, that ain't working. Point at the cart machine, that ain't working. Look over here at the reel-to-reel, that ain't working. Go across the hall to the production room and point at the splice finder, that ain't working. Nothing works in here. Well, a lot of this stuff does. Well, how you doing this morning? It's 10 after 4. Bill James is who's coming up later on this morning for the Saturday morning edition of the Kiss FM Morning Show, and he'll be along later on this morning. And here's some Lover Boy for you. Long version of Loving Every Minute of It.
It's my own devil. Yes, some people claim that there's a woman to blame. And I know it's my own devil.
Of course, it's your fault. It's all your damn fault. Admit it right now. It's your fault. Never take the blame for anything yourself, friends. 19 after 4, Kiss FM, and I'm Pat Garrett. You know, with all the high school stuff we've been doing all morning long, we are just now getting around to fitting in the Major League ball scores from Friday. First off, of the American League, Mariners over the Tigers 8-4. The Blue Jays bested the Twins 8-3. Yankees over the Oakland A's 8-4. Orioles down to the California Angels 6-2. It was White Sox over the Rangers 12-1. Royals over the Brewers twice. First game 4-3 in 11 innings. The nightcap was Royals 7, Brewers 1. The Indians were to play in Boston against the Red Sox. That was rained out. And moving over to the National League, Reds over the Cubbies 7-5. The Cardinals over the Braves 8-0. Astros over the Pirates 4-3 in 10 innings. In 11 innings, the Padres over the Phillies 3-2. Giants down to the Expos 8-3. And it was Mets over the Dodgers in 13 innings 2-0.
The Apple Tree,
North Carolina.
Kiss Catherine.
Maybe the morning fog, a low near 65, and mostly sunny and warm today and Sunday, with highs both days near 87, and a low Saturday night, 60 to 65. Right now, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson, partly clear, 68, and Asheville, partly clear, 68. Nice to see that now and then we all agree on something. Hit Radio Kiss FM at 4:33. The all-new Kiss FM baseball cast. Hell, we've been reading this thing for like 6 months now. I think we ought to mark out all new on here. The Kiss FM baseball caps, t-shirts, muscle shirts, and baseball jerseys are available. They have been available. They're still available at your nearest Kiss Corner. You can find one at any Ivy's location in Asheville, Greenville, or Spartanburg. I think now that it's football season, we ought to get football helmets, too. And we can put the Kiss logo on one side and a picture of our boss on the other or something, you know. Look kind of neat. Hot rock and Kiss FM, the Beatles' biggest hit they ever had in 1968. And Hey Jude, when that first came out, a lot of people thought he was writing the song for John. And then a lot of people started coming out and saying that actually it was Paul kind of taking a third-person view and writing it for himself. But here lately, the story is that he wrote it for Julian, so you can pick one of the above, or D, none of the above. 444 Kiss FM, here are the Beach Boys. I can breathe again, yeah, since John finally put his shoes back on. 452 down, 99.9 Kiss FM. How you doing? My name is Pat Garrett, here till 6. At 6 o'clock, it's Bill James. Good news, United Sleep Outlet. Well, it could today, it may again tonight. Maybe even it will happen again on Sunday, too. Right now, it's not, so who cares? No, seriously, fair this morning. Some morning fog likely in the mountainous areas, a low 63 to 68. Mostly sunny, warm today and Sunday. Highs 85 to 90 both days, a low Saturday night 60 to 65. Right now, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson, partly clear 68. And here at Asheville, also partly clear 68. Probably a lot of other places in the world where it's also partly clear 68.
I can't escape.
Kiss FM, and I'm Pat Garrett with Eddie Grant, Romancing the Stone. Basically, that's the same thing as getting a piece of the rock. Number 9, Kiss FM is WKSF, Asheville, Greenville, Spartanburg, the fastest growing radio station in the Carolinas. 5 o'clock, I'm Pat Garrett. Hot Rock and Kiss FM at 5:06 and Pat till 6. Then we have Bill James coming along for the morning show, and who knows what'll happen after that. All kinds of strange things are going to occur in this building. We have a 30-minute music jam now in progress for you. What is this? Coming up also some Hall & Oates, Brian Adams, Steve Miller, and all kinds of other good stuff. It's coming your way this morning right here on Kiss FM. I can't. have him in Cheerwine invite you to pour in on with your stupid dedication. That's right, Saturday night is stupid dedication night here at Kiss FM. You can send us yours to Kiss FM, 90 Lookout Road, Asheville, North Carolina, 28804. Send it in writing, print, use great big letters while the idiots here can read it. We read about the air Saturday nights and also give away Kiss FM Cheerwine t-shirts. It's Miller time.
Well, I've been looking real hard.
99.9 Kiss FM, 20 after 5, early on a Saturday morning, and I'm Pat with Brian Adams. Hard to believe we're in heaven. It's awfully hot in here. Who's that guy over there with the pitchfork? Oh, hi, boss.
Kiss FM.
For the rest of the morning, some morning fog likely at a low near 65. Later on today and also on Sunday, mostly sunny and warm, high 85 to 90, a low Saturday night near 63. Right now, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson, partly clear skies, 71. Here in the Asheville area, partly clear skies, 66. 99.9, Hot Rock and Kiss FM. And here's the armpit lady.
You got
Kiss FM. It's an out and outrageous Kiss FM Cherry Coke birthday celebration all this month. Have you gathered yet that the Coke people wrote these things and not us? That's good. You're very quick this morning. Kiss FM Cherry Coke t-shirts are going to be given away. Also, beautiful gold bracelets from Alan Lawrence Jewelers, Belk Sun Visors, Ghost Town tickets, special Arby's coupons for Arby's cupcakes with surprises inside. That's just the beginning, folks. It's an out and outrageous celebration. The Kiss FM birthday celebration, sponsored in part by Cherry Coke, going on all month long. Keep on listening for more information about how you, too, can be part of all the gala activities here at Kiss FM. I do not want on Hot Rockin' Kiss Radio, Kiss FM. It is 20 to 6, and I'm Pat Garrett. Bill James coming up at 6 o'clock this morning here on Kiss FM. We've been listening to the music of Don Henley, Sunset Grill. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the place Bill James worked before getting into radio. I think Bill was the vice president in charge of the hot dog department. Love isn't always on time, but neither is John Stevens, so makes a hill of a beans bit of difference there. It's 5:51 now, Kiss FM, but I'm Patrick W. Garrett here for a couple of more minutes. Bill James coming up at 6 o'clock right here.
Kiss FM.
For the rest of the morning, some morning fog likely in the mountains, low 63 to 68, and mostly sunny and warm later on today and also on Sunday with a high near 87 both days. Low tonight, 63. Right now, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson checking in, partly clear, 71, and here at Asheville, partly clear, 66.